You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News. Hi, my name is Sarah Larson. I'm the outreach director at the Somali Museum of Minnesota, and I'm also a performing musician with a group called the Nightingale Trio. There's a feminist comedy ensemble in town called Raw Sugar, and they're putting on their big annual show that's called The Funny. The Funny is kind of a cabaret showcase-style performance of a bunch of different established and emerging women trans femme artists creating pieces around feminist themes. One of my friends, talking about the show, she said, after seeing it, my head hurt from nodding so much. I think they really tap into a lot of important experiences that we can all share. And this year in particular, the show is highlighting the work of artists of color. And especially in this time where we're in the aftermath and the ongoing process of the Women's March and so much kind of renewed feminist energy in the country, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, but hey, what about women of color and their voices? So there's a bunch of pieces that are kind of speaking for why there's a disconnect and what to do about that. The Funny opens tonight, and there's shows tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, and next weekend, the 22nd through the 24th, at Open Eye Figure Theater in Minneapolis.
Hi, my name is Tom Driscoll. I'm the managing editor and CEO of Shipwreck Books Publishing Company. This coming Wednesday, poet Ken McCullough will read from his new book, Dark Stars. Ken will be reading at the Plainview Rural America Arts Center, which is holding its final event. His writing is very natural. It follows from the tradition set out by poets like Gary Snyder and Galway Kinnell, but he has evolved over time, and his natural earthy imagery has also become somewhat more political and environmentally concerned. You can hear poet Ken McCullough read from his new book, Dark Stars, this coming Wednesday, June 21st, at the Plainview Arts Center.
Have you ever heard the sound of a drum call? It absolutely gives you chills. My name is Dominique Winders, and I'm a Twin Cities artist and dance aficionado. This year marks the 10th anniversary of the Faculi Drum and Dance Project. This year's performance is titled Wali, which means endure in Susu, which is a language spoken in Guinea, West Africa. The highlights include stilt dancing from the Ivory Coast, which is spectacular, acrobatic-infused dance from Guinea, and folkloric dance from Haiti. This Saturday night at the Rarig Center at the University of Minnesota, West Bank, you can experience the sheer energy of rhythm, movement, music, and costumes of the African diaspora. The Faculi tickets, they're available online at duniadrumanddance.org or at the door at the Rarig Center. And I assure you that from the initial drum call to the finale, you will be enthralled.